This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, guys. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. And why did you not stop that?
I didn't come forward before. What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, that's an old promo from like 6-7 years ago. And it certainly rings true today as we see the empire dying. And we surely the third administration of Barack Hussein Obama. What a time to be alive. I am really excited about this lady coming on. I've known about her for years before she even got involved in this. Dr. Lee Merritt, themedicalrebel.com. And she's got a long bio. Some stations join us in a moment. So I'll go through her bio when we come back on the other side and get into the forced inoculation of the military. They're now coming for the children, this unprecedented authorization of an untested Franken-shot. It's all coming up today with our special guest. I would tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, perfect strangers, tune in now, however you're listening.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we have a really amazing lady on who I want to try to just give the floor during the 50 or so minutes we have left here going into the second hour today, Dr. Lee Merritt. Here on the Alex Jones Show, began her medical career at the age of four, carrying her father's black bag on house calls along the back roads of Iowa in the 1980s. She graduated in 1980 from the University of Rochester School of Medicine and Dentistry in New York, where she was elected to the life membership of the Alpha Omega Alpha Honor Medical Society. Dr. Merritt completed her osteopathic surgery residency in the United States Navy, then served 9 years as a Navy physician and surgeon before returning to Rochester, where she's the only woman to be appointed as the Lewis A. Goldstein Fellow of Spinal Surgery. And I'm not going to go over the rest of the long bio because we'll run through all her time. But she has been really exposing SARS-CoV-2 and more and gets the big picture that this is unconventional warfare, themedicalrebel.com. Doc, so much to cover. I could ask questions all day, but I want to go where you want to go first. So great to have you here, and please speak to our audience.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's really an honor to be on. I mean, I've watched you for years. I think the biggest thing to say today is the unbelievable tragedy of what they're doing to the military. You know, this isn't, I said in October, if you don't vaccinate our, in October last year, I said, if you don't vaccinate our troops, I can guarantee you we'll have a standing army in 3 months. But if you vaccinate people with an unknown, you know, untried experimental genetic therapy, never used on humans, didn't make it well through animal trials, who knows what it's going to do? Well, that's exactly what we're seeing. And so today they're saying everybody must be vaccinated today. Now, quite frankly, that's not a readiness point. That doesn't work that way. If you've already got 60% vaccinated, why does it have to be today? There's something else at work here. I just hope we're not on somebody else's invasion timeline. That's what I'm hoping. This sounds like a logistics timeline. But you know, the real issue of national security isn't a small one here. The first thing to say is that China and Russia are not vaccinating their troops against using this type of technology, by the way. So we are. In 2020, there were only 20 deaths from COVID and all the military services put together. Now, we've already probably killed over 350 people from one side effect, and that's myocarditis. You know, usually in the military every year, there's about 800 cases, and I think they're almost at 1,400 this year. When you take the mortality, the five-year mortality of that, it's not good. So the risk-benefit, number one, doesn't justify any of this. You know, and the second point to make, which should be clear to everybody, why this is not about our national, it's not in the interest of our national security, nor the valiant troops that we should be taking care of, that we owe a debt to. You know, the pilots, we've had civilian pilots die And these civilian pilots are dying because of sitting in the cockpit for long periods of time, immobile. And we know just going on a long flight can do it to anybody. You know, when you sit for long periods of time, you're at risk of blood clots in the legs that can go to your lungs and kill you. So that's always a risk. But now, after you take this non-vaccine, this experimental genetic agent, you sit in those cockpits for long periods of time, and we've had, I think, up to nine pilots, civilian pilots, die already. And the airlines, some of them have issued statements or something saying we don't think passengers should get on the plane right after they've had a vaccine because they're at risk. So what are we doing in the military? We are, I think, about 75% of military pilots are vaccinated, and now they want the other 25%. Now, keep in mind, these are guys that don't sit in a cockpit where they can stand up and move around, many of them. Many of them sit in single-seat ejection seats or dual-seat ejection seats.
And those that don't know, they're jammed in there super tight, especially if they're above average size.
And they're not carrying passengers. They're carrying armaments. I mean, they could be carrying passengers, but a lot of these guys, the combat pilots, they're practicing with armaments, including nuclear weapons. What are we thinking? And this violates every principle of military safety for pilots that we've ever seen. You know, I was never a flight surgeon, but I spent 10 years as a Navy surgeon, and I served on the Navy Research Advisory Committee after that as a civilian, where we looked at defense strategy things. And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that you knew, a lot of my friends were flight surgeons, and I was stationed with the Marine Air Wings everywhere I was when I wasn't in training. And I will tell you, one of the things, I mean, the thing that the military pilots hate to see at any time are their flight surgeons, because these guys are super healthy. They're super screened, and they're so afraid they're going to have a sniffle in front of the flight surgeon and be, you know, knocked off the flight schedule. There is no indication for vaccinating these people with anything. Even if it were a good vaccine, these people are too healthy. They're not at risk.
Well, Doc, I said I would interrupt you, but you're smart, and you mentioned it's like we're on an invasion timeline. You pretty much said it all up front. China is our enemy. They're not taking this experimental injection. India is not our enemy, but they're less than 10% inoculated. They're not stupid. They have really low rates. And so it's really only the Western world doing this, and there's a desperate timeline. Australia under martial law until, quote, the public takes it, and just a desperateness. Just take it. Just take it. Then they admit it doesn't even work, and now there's all these new weird viruses. So flesh out what you were getting at there, because clearly this is how you would soft kill America. This is how you would shut us down, where people are so sick we can't stand up when China takes Taiwan.
You know, I think that's not an outrageous statement at all. I think that we are, let's like say, I think we're in a national security nightmare here, because our standing army, you know, is being vaccinated. And we've seen, you know, before they shut down all the communication out of Australia, there were some squeaking guys in the Navy. They vaccinated all the Australian ships. And there were some guys squeaking onto Facebook to their relatives and friends saying that their readiness is down, that they've lost 25% of their crew to either illness or death. And then they kind of shut it all up. Now, I can't verify that number, but certainly there's a problem. And and we know already, just the myocarditis, there's a problem with our military readiness with this. So,
but what a genius to get China files like Gates and Fauci to literally get us to take this, that it debilitates us, we fall apart. I mean, it's a perfect plan to get your own enemy to take a bioweapon themselves.
Well, and that's what I keep telling people. You know, if you think you're fighting a virus, then you're going to be a victim. If you think you're fighting a war, then you'll have a big picture here of what's going on. We're in it, you know, and I find myself as kind of funny as a physician. Now, instead of reading, you know, medical texts, I'm reading the Colonel Zhao and Wang textbook on unrestricted warfare, their book that they wrote in 1999. You know, it outlines the point about unrestricted warfare. You know, we think of warfare as having a battlefield. We can see the enemy. We know how many troops we have. We know what they have. Classical warfare.
That's the old wars. All new wars are what we're seeing now. This is the first modern war.
That's exactly right. Old news. So we know about this. We actually have written texts on strategy of synthetic biology, and that's the world we're in right now. But beyond that, it's a psyop. We're in economic war, cyber war. The multi-dimensions are, you know, in your brain, in your child's crib. They're fighting this everywhere. There is no set battlefield. And trust me, there's an argument that there was never really a viral outbreak, that there was a pathogen outbreak that was spread. You know, then that's probably too long to go into the
Doc, you got the floor here. Like we've got you for the next 40 minutes. If you want to go longer, this is exactly where I want to go, because I'm on other shows, you're with other people, and it's hurried. Come back, and you've got all the time. We're going to go to break, and you can cover it all. We got 30 seconds left. Keep going.
Well, I'll talk about that, about was this ever an airborne viral outbreak? And I will just say that I can't prove what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say the numbers don't add up for a viral outbreak as much as they do as something that was a contact genetic pathogen and was spread.
Well, that's what my sources, who are really smart folks, are saying, is that the Pentagon knows that this was basically deployed and that it is and it's not just one bioweapon. It's a cocktail of bioweapons.
All right. One of them being a vaccine.
Absolutely. That lowers the immunity, too. All right. Doctor, stay there. Dr. Lee Merritt, themedicalrebel.com. She can flesh all this out. The Chinese war paper, synthetic biological war, all of it straight ahead. Tell folks, tune in now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What it's like to be the bad man.
Well, Dr. Lee Merritt's our guest here on the Alex Jones Show, and she's normally rushed. We've got some time with her, so I want her to go wherever she wants and get into what she really thinks is going on here and what's coming next and why. TheMedicalRebel.com. She's a medical doctor and a great lady. Okay, so please continue, Doc.
Well, I was just so here's what happened. You know, every year we have a winter death curve. Call it, you know, if it's a viral death curve, we don't know. But every winter we blame it on flu and pneumonia and all these things, picking off old people and people at risk. And it's just like a bell-shaped curve. But when this started, and I have a friend that used to work at USAMRIT, our bioweapons lab, and I used to call him and say, hey, should I watch this one whenever like SARS or MERS came out? He used to always say no until this one. So he said, watch this one. So I did. And quite frankly, this looked really bad at first. It didn't look like that curve. It was going up hyperbolically, and you had epidemiologists all over the world saying, this is the worst thing we've ever seen. This is the worst. Remember that R-naught value, the worst R-naught value. You know, it really looked bad. And if you'd projected that out, we would have lost 2 million people by the middle of July. But we didn't. That isn't what happened, right? What happened was it just went right down into the normal curve we see every winter. But then we saw, then we started talking about cases. Okay. Suddenly we redefined cases. From the time of Hippocrates, we defined a case as a sick person. But now it was a case based on a flawed PCR test, which we will talk about. But it started going up, that got everybody afraid. But the death curve kept going down. And it kept going down just like it does every winter until the vaccination. And now we have, like you can see, the difference between Albania and Gibraltar. Albania and Gibraltar followed that death curve through the winter, and then it kind of went down, got to about zero. Albania continued at zero because they're not vaccinating. Gibraltar is one of the highest vaccinated places in the world, and the death curve has gone up along a pretty steep curve. Now, so that's the overall picture. Now, here's what you have to ask yourself. What started it all? If we actually started looking at an airborne virus, you know, we have some experience with airborne viruses, especially in our bioweapons understanding of smallpox. Now, you know, it's the most deadly airborne virus known to mankind at this point. And they did the idea that this could take over a huge, you know, world cities, if it ever broke out, was done in a war game called Dark Web that you keep hearing being alluded to. But it was like 1996, I think. And it showed that it was an army war game using smallpox. And they said within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it'd be all over the world. And within 3 months, it could kill 60% of the population. It's a high, I mean, that's real contagion, but this isn't that. So what, if this were that, we would have seen France, we said Paris, this would have ripped through Paris. It would have ripped through Omaha, Nebraska. It would rip through Pittsburgh. Didn't do that. Okay. It ripped through three cities, Wuhan, the Lombardy area in Italy and New York City. And then it kind of fizzled out into this normal curve. What do we call a virus? We call it a little bit of genetic material, RNA usually, or DNA, wrapped in a lipoprotein coat that gets into your mucous membranes, like in your nose or your eyes, and it makes you sick or kills you. What would we call a contact genetic pathogen? A little bit of genetic material wrapped in a lipoprotein coat, synthetic genetic material wrapped in a synthetic lipoprotein coat that gets into your mucous membranes and can make you sick or kill you. Now, in 2015, there was a paper that was came out, and it had to do with getting rid of mice population in Australia. And it used what they called self-disseminating vaccines. And if you look at how they were made very similar to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine with a replicant deficient virus that was specific to the mice population. And the way it worked is they had a mathematical formula that they worked out how many mice they had to vaccinate in order to kill off a certain percentage of the population. And what they did is they gave the mice the injection or the vaccine. I don't remember how they administered it, but they gave them the injection. It sterilized them by going to their ovaries and sterilizing the female mice. Then they went out, they were released, and they went out and they rubbed up against a whole bunch of other mice, and they got the vaccine, and then they became sterile, and then they rubbed up against a whole group of mice, and then the same thing happened, and then it kind of petered out. That's the self-disseminating property of this vaccine. Now let's just say we're dealing with something like that. You take I can tell you there's lots of history of us being involved in potential studies about this. You take this potential pathogen, this pathogen, and you put it in a lipoprotein coat that you can put out places, and then you just spread it around the cities you want to go down. And then you watch what happens. And some people get really sick and die. They spread it to other people. It looks like it's infectious, but it's really not. And it's controllable in that it doesn't have to go everywhere. It just has to take down enough cities to make us afraid. And then you come out with the very same pathogen and you repackage it as a vaccine. Because let's look, we figured out, you know, coronavirus has 30,000 base pairs, they claim. But the part that makes you sick has less than 300 base pairs. It's the spike protein head of this virus.
Saying they have like a viral spike protein chemical simulant that does the same thing. You have all the studies, and I know the UN's obsessed with vaccines that self-spread that depopulate, and so here we are.
Here we are. And if you look at what Ralph Baric, all the people that I'm sure you've talked about, I know you've talked about Ralph Baric in North Carolina. There was Dr. Hsu with Dr. Frank Plummer, who's dead now from Winnipeg.
Now, talk about explain Obama and this program going on in North Carolina, moved to Wuhan. I mean, it's just crazy how they were all involved running this.
Well, yeah, and I don't just point my fingers at the Chinese. Quite frankly, this is a super national.
I agree. They're globalists. They were all involved.
They're part of the action arm here. But we, you know, to understand that, you got to understand Tony Fauci's the bag man. That's what I call it. He's the bag man. Everybody right now, what, you know, you're watching him being thrown under the bus, but he's really just the bag man, meaning the mob term, I think, for when you take the big mob boss money, you spread it out to the people to do these jobs, and then you make sure they do the jobs or you break their legs. Okay. So Dr. Fauci and his career at the NIH, and why we're listening to him about medical advice, by the way, I have no clue, because as far as I know, he went from medical training to being administrator and researcher at the NIH and has never done anything else. We should be listening to people that are actually saving people's lives, but that's another part of the story. He's the bagman. So he spreads out all this money, and over his career at the NIH, he's actually had about $800 billion go across his desk. I mean, who in the government has that kind of allocation authority? And what he did with that is he did a couple things. One is he spread it to these hospitals and these university research places, and it allowed them to overbuild. So they're dependent on that money. So now if they want to talk to you about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, oh, no, it's got to be remdesivir or we jerk your funding for next year. So that's a control mechanism. But the other thing that has happened over a long time, is many decades, that money was put out to people that were essentially studying natural genomes. They loved the coronavirus genome, and especially this bat coronavirus, because I guess it was very manipulable.
Dr. Lee Merritt, stay there. This is riveting. Back in just a few minutes, a couple long segments coming up. Wow, you could just listen to you for days. This is so true. So I've researched it all, and I know what you're saying is accurate. Plus, you've got even more knowledge. So everybody, tune in now. I also want to go through the evidence and talk about how do we stop it? What do we do? How does she think we counter this? Straight ahead. TheMedicalRebel.com. Find all her great work there.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand
that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 wins. So go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. They profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So Dr. Lee Merritt's an amazing medical doctor, author, researcher. She's with us now. You understand, she's being very moral here. She's reverse engineering it all herself, going over evidence. But you can go to Johns Hopkins. You can go to the Rockefeller Foundation. You can go to all these places and have them talk about bringing in an authoritarian world government using a virus and the fear of a virus and ending free societies and bringing in technocracies that use computers to control you in the name of stopping viruses. Here's a report out of all places. Johns Hopkins,
technologies to address global catastrophic biological risk. And it talks about self-spreading vaccines, self-amplifying mRNA vaccines. And, of course, then Germany passed a law letting these things be shedders. I mean, they admit that's what's going on. And we have Fauci. Let's play a clip of Fauci talking about antibody-dependent enhancement in March of last year. But then when Dr. Merritt or Dr. Yidon or Dr. whoever brings it up, oh, then they're kooks and bad, but here's Fauci.
The issue of safety is something that I want to make sure the American public understand. It's not only safety when you inject somebody and they get maybe an idiosyncratic reaction, they get a little allergic reaction, they get pain. There's safety associated. Does the vaccine make you worse? And there are diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection. You can get a good feel for that in animal models. So that's going to be interspersed at the same time that we're testing. We're going to try and make sure we don't have enhancement. It's the worst possible thing you could do.
Oh, is that why you skipped the animal trials?
Prevent infection and actually.
Is it already done under other names? And of course, here's the CEO. This is a real interview. It's not a joke. Of Pfizer saying he doesn't need the vaccine. Here it is.
69 years old, in good health. I'm not working in the front line. So my type is not recommended to get vaccination.
Dr. Lee Merritt, so clearly this is the way the globalists take over. They admit it. It's out in the open. I want to get into the nuts and bolts of this. Go wherever you want to go now. But also, later, just give us the big picture and how you think we defeat it. Please continue.
Well, I had talked about Fauci being the guy that distributed the money, and that's important later. But then it went to all these labs around the world. You know, there's a Dr. Xu in Wuhan that was collaborating with Ralph Baric and Frank Plummer, Dr. Xu and her husband up in Winnipeg. And it reads, when you know all the details, I won't go into it, like a John Ray novel. I mean, just one fact here is that Dr. Plummer brought some stuff back that was looked like MERS, but it was some lung stuff from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And he has this PLA virologist working in his lab, Dr. Xu. And at some point, some of the stuff gets back to China and people start complaining about it. And the only thing that really happens, there wasn't a great big investigation, but what happened is that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police came in, escorted her and her husband out, and they went back behind the bamboo curtain just before all this happened. Dr. Plummer, on February 4th, goes down to give a lecture in Africa, and he's my age, and he's in good health, but he drops dead of a heart attack. So there's a lot of that going around that looks a lot like cutting your tail, you know, cutting your ties. But at any rate, a lot of this money went out. So two things happened on October 19th, 2019. One is we had Event 201, which I think all your listeners know about, when they did a war game with a pandemic, with something they came up with, oh, I know, let's just come up with a novel coronavirus as the pathogen. They did that. But the other thing that people don't talk about was that on October 19th, the International World Military Games started in Wuhan, China. And so the Chinese claimed, by the way, after this, that the disease came over with athletes. And they did have some evidence about this. What I can tell you is there is no evidence it came from the food market. And there's actually, it's interesting that you cannot, what they claim is this virus cannot reinfect bats. So this is, it goes along with what we now believe is that this is a lab-created pathogen. Not that it didn't come from bat DNA, but it's, or RNA, but it's
sure, they took it and took it so far away that it then couldn't reinfect bats. And exactly, not that we defend the Chi-Coms, but clearly right. The globalists put the Chi-Coms in power. They were trying to use this and move it to China to have plausible deniability when they released it on America, their real target.
Now, here's what I tell people about worldview. This is what happened. After the whole thing broke out and you know, the question is how we deal with it. Well, you know, you heard, everybody knows now about Kerry Mullis saying that this is not the right test. You don't use PCR tests for diagnosis. He also, by the way, called Fauci an idiot, and then he was dead. I'm not suicidal, by the way. But anyway, what happened is they started using these PCR tests, and okay, we'll agree it's not the right test. But how they use them is very enlightening as to what we think about the worldview that happened in 2020. Because lab managers are trained professionals. They really understand how to set up tests. They know how to train their staff. They know how to read the brochures. If they had a test that was routinely 90 minutes off or 90% false positives, they'd be fired from a hospital lab, right? So what happened in 2020? Every lab of any size took these tests in with the brochure, and I read the Thermo Fisher brochure that says you cycle it 20 to 30 times, maybe 20 to 35 if you want some false positives, but never over 35. We have a whole world of lab managers now setting up to cycle these from 40 to 50 times, you know, 35 above to 50 times, and maybe more. So you have to either believe that in 2020, you had a world psychosis of lab managers. Everybody just lost their way all of a sudden. They had some kind of brain blibbit, and they all did the wrong thing. And interestingly, they all did the wrong thing in the same direction. None of them accidentally undercycled. That's one worldview. Or you have to believe that they were all told to overcycle the test.
And so that means there is the criminal blueprint of that. Where is the FBI? I mean, there is a group saying fraudulently do this, shut the country down.
Right. And who could that group be? It couldn't be, you know, a hospital CEO, because all the hospitals.
No, it's only the NIH and it's only the CDC and it's the UN.
Well, it has to go bigger than that because it isn't just our states and our country. It's worldwide. So somebody at a transnational level told people to overcycle all these tests. And what could the purpose be? The purpose, because I don't believe, and I don't think most people believe in the group psychosis theory of lab managers. So what could the purpose of this be? There's only one outcome of it: to make this disease look scary and worse, to get everybody in fear for the second stage of the takedown, which really follows, you know, Biederman's chart of coercion, the psychologist that looked at prisoners of war coming back of Korea. He said, if you want to get them, what they did, because the government said, did the Chinese give them some kind of potion, or the Koreans, you know, what happened to these guys that they now hate their country? That was where we got the term brainwashing and Manchurian candidate. And what Dr. Biederman said is, no, it was just standard psychologic techniques. What do? First, you isolate people. Think the lockdowns. The second thing you do, yep, there it is. The second thing you do, you monopolize their perception. You constantly, these people that might have listened to half an hour of the news every night now are listening to nonstop CNN or whatever, and they're getting this constant fear drummed into them that the whole world is dying, and if you go outside your house without a mask, you're going to have a problem. And then it doesn't, and then, you know, I'm going to shorten that. There's a lot of other things you do, but including one we should watch out for, and that is you get more freedom for a while, and then they clamp it down again. Look at Australia. But the real next step was creating confusion, because when you add fear and confusion, you get Stockholm syndrome patients. You get people that will bend to your will just to get out of this anxiety zone you've created. And I learned this from a child psychiatrist friend of mine in L.A.
Doctor, this is riveting. We've only got one more segment. Hopefully you can do a little bit in the next hour, because I want to give you the floor. You're right. I call it mass Stockholm syndrome. What are the ways to deprogram people out of that? Because you can see this is literally the Manchurian candidate. This is happening for real. TheMedicalRebel.com, Dr. Lee Merritt, amazing lady. Find all her information there on that site. Remember us, InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we stay on air is you support us. We appreciate you. Vitamin Mineral Fusion for your immune system. Back in stock, 33% off.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Plain view. You have the big global corporations. They set up communist China. They set up the EU. They took control of the U.S. There were major movements against their takeover. And in their own white papers, like lockstep by the Rockefellers, the Rockefeller Foundation now officially runs the White House response to COVID and runs the U.N. response. You know, Gates was the front guy for them, but he's been partially removed. And they're doing this. And now... Last year, I want to ask our expert doctor friend, it was gunshot wounds and car wrecks and heart attacks and regular flu and pneumonia, and the numbers were basically the same as she said in the curve. Well, before the numbers came out in the last month, I could see it because we deal with warehouses and we deal with a lot of things, and I've got family that works in the medical sector, and I talk to people all over the country and the world, and they said, my God, especially the U.S. compared to anywhere, it's hospitals full, all sorts of weird viruses, people super sick, and now it's in the news. Oh, there's something like polio, but it's different, and oh, there's these other diseases, and oh, there's super viruses. And then I've been talking to some former heads of U.S. intelligence agencies and a lot of medical doctors, and they say the consensus is what you just said, doctor, that they're releasing a synthetic protein that has the viral effect, but it's not the virus. So it's basically a biological poison, so they can cover it up, and that's why they did a few cities to scare the pathologists and people around the world to get behind the lockdowns. But then you also have the viral shedding going on. So looking at that, Dr. Lee Merritt, how do we, again, counter something like this? And what do you expect to come next? And what numbers are you actually seeing on the ground? Because I can tell you, 80% of the people I know have been sick the last 2 months. It's been hell here in Austin. I've got family that sold out of a bunch of stuff, but they owned a bunch of dental offices. Half those are closed right now because of this. I mean, on the ground, we're seeing devastating real-life numbers. What are you hearing?
Well, yeah, I think a couple of things about the numbers. You know, last year we didn't build one new cemetery. Okay. I mean, that tells you something. If you look at the world data, which they don't make our data that easy to find, that they're always 2 years before late to tell you how many people died in the U.S. But world data shows it was basically the same death rate last year as it was the year before and the year before.
Exactly.
It was radically different. Okay. Now that isn't to say there isn't something going on. But it's not perhaps what we have been told. I don't think it is what we've been told. And all this nonsense about, and well, let me just say, I talked to you about the cycling of the tests, and they claim they're going to correct that as of January 1st or whatever, and they're going to change the test. But I think one of the other things to say about these tests, and this makes everything suspect about what's going on and why people are dying now. I took, you know, these tests were developed by three different places, the Louis Pasteur Institute in Europe, the CDC, and the Drosten tests. And they give you, it turns out I just found, you can find the genomic sequence on these tests that they're using for the different, they each have three proteins they're looking for. They developed these to theoretically diagnose COVID, right, to diagnose SARS-CoV-2, a virus, they say. I ran those genetic sequences through BLAST. BLAST is if I see a squished something on the floor and I want to know what it is, and I scrape it up and I put primers down there and figure out the genetic sequence of the stuff, I can put it into BLAST and it tells me the closest fit. Oh, that's a banana, or that's a chimpanzee, gene 3. Well, I put all these PCR tests that are theoretically testing for SARS-CoV-2, expecting that I would get some SARS-CoV-2 pop-up. Everyone popped up Homo sapiens, different genes. In other words, we're being tested to ourselves, it looks like. Now, I'm waiting for somebody else.
You're the doctor, so quantify that for those of us that are ignorant. What does that mean?
They're not testing for the gene of SARS-CoV-2. They're testing for our own human genetics.
So they're like, oh, you're human. That means you're positive. You're the disease.
So it's creating this year. In other words, another huge, huge, vast falsehood. We haven't really isolated the virus. We don't know what we're dealing with, and we have false tests. So now here's the problem. And I can tell you, this is a problem that hit my family. Both my husband and I were very sick, and he ended up in the hospital in spite of my best efforts.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. I'm saying nothing was going on last year. All hell's breaking loose. I don't need to read the newspaper. I can see it.
So there's a couple things that could be going on. One is, and I think this may be part of it, there may be spreading something else. We don't know. Can't prove that. But what I can absolutely prove is that there's a double head fake going on with physicians. And what's happened is now everybody is thinking we're all treating COVID. We're all treating a virus. Okay. And, you know, they've suppressed all the literature that shows you, 83 peer-reviewed studies on ivermectin, over 200 on hydroxychloroquine, that those drugs work. So when you go into a hospital, several things happen. The first thing that happens is what would have happened 10 years ago, if you came in short of breath, coughing, having a chest x-ray that's got infiltrate, what would they treat you for? They treat you with antibiotics for pneumonia. And many people were saved by that. Okay. That's a classic treatment. But now,
exactly. One of my own crew members, Rob Dew, went. They wouldn't even get him antibiotics. He got out, took them, and got better. They wouldn't even give him that in Austin. Would be give antibiotics. They don't do it now.
Because they probably gave him a test, said, oh, you're positive for COVID, so we don't treat that with antibiotics. And that's the problem here, is that we're forgetting all those other pulmonary diseases, all the other things that can happen. One of a staff member's father died because he had what sounded like a bowel obstruction. He was a 50-year physician. He went into the hospital positive for COVID, and they took him into isolation room and had no workup for his bowel and died. I mean, I have to say, this is part of the takedown. I don't think...
Sure, it's a takeover of medicine where they don't do regular tests. They just say it's COVID and you die.
And one of the problems here, this is the big problem, so I'm not saying there isn't something out here, but if it is one of these nanoparticles that we've been infected with, similar to the ones we've already been infected with, we now have some strategies. I've got them outlined on my side, but good doctors like Dr. Zelenko and Didier Raoul and Dr. Corey, you know, all these guys, they figured out things. And Dr. McCullough put bravely, at the cost of his job, put all these things together. We're listening. Our hospitals are listening to people like Tony Fauci that are not treating physicians. And they're not listening to people like Brian Tyson, my friend in El Centro. He has treated over 6,200 patients. The people that came to see him, he's only had 7 deaths and 2 hospitalizations. But those are people that, the deaths were all in people that came too late. They came after 7 days. So the issue here is we know we have lots of treatments. We
got to get immediate treatment.
We got to remind doctors to treat people like you did. Remember how you treated people 10 years ago or even 3 years ago when we had the maximum medicine. It's one thing to miss untreatable disease, but don't ever miss treatable disease.
Well, Doc, let's go back. I'm not a doctor like you, but I remember a year and a half ago when the COVID was going around, they'd say, stay at home so you can't breathe. Well, regular folks with pneumonia weren't getting anything.
They're still doing it. They go to the hospital. They say you're not sick enough for treatment yet. Now, you know, the idea of the hospitals being full, I haven't observed that. I mean, I'm not working anymore in a hospital, somewhat thanks to this. But I hear people that do. There are a lot of nurses squeaking out there, and they say, no, we're not overwhelmed.
No, I agree. A lot of places aren't. A lot of nurses have quit over forced inoculation. I'm just saying last year was quiet compared to even the year before from what I saw. This year, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, and the evidence, I've got all the articles right here. Doc, can you speak to this? That most of the people dying or most of the folks in the hospital have been vaccinated.
Yeah, and that's another thing they're not telling you the truth about. You know, Pfizer, when they first vaccinated the Israelis, okay, it's kind of a good test because it's one country, kind of homogeneous, and they used one vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine. At a time, and the government released data like mid-February. It was reviewed by some Israelis living in France. Dr. Seligman, who's an epidemiologist from Marseille, and his partner, Yativ, who's an engineer. These guys reviewed the data. At the time that 12.5% of the Israelis had been vaccinated, 51% of the deaths from COVID, the disease we're supposed to be vaccinating against, were in vaccinated people. And then when they looked at, they broke it down by age, Dr. Seligman and his partner came out and they said, look at, yeah, the government tells you it's 95% success or effective. That's a talking point. You know, again, every time you hear this 95 number, I swear that's just propaganda from our intelligence services. The real number was if you were over 65 and you took the vaccine, you were 40 times more likely to die of COVID. And if you were under 29, it was even worse. I mean, the damage versus if you'd just been left alone, because under 29-year-old people don't die to begin with of COVID. And so that's happening all over now. I think I heard Massachusetts, there was something like 70% of the people that were in the ICU were vaccinated. If the part of the problem, they're going to lie to you about these numbers. Don't be confused. And don't be confused about Delta variants. I mean, even if there is a Delta variant, their own numbers show it's the least deadly out there. So, you know, you had my friend Kate Daly on here, and she's very funny, and she calls anybody that believes in these variants is a member of the Lambda Delta Nu fraternity for morons.
Sure. I mean, stay there then. Thought we got 2 more segments with you. I want to hear you just lay out what you think we should do, how we should counter. Should we see the indictment of Fauci, the bag man? Because that's the way to shut down these guys being the authority, is to expose the authors of this takeover. Hour number 3, stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did
what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.